بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما إسراعه في الأرض. Still reading this chapter where Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم described various aspects of Dajjal and how he will cause corruption on the earth from all sides, and also for how long he will be living in this world. Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with what speed will he move on the earth? Where will he reach and with what speed will he move? قال كالغيث استدبرته الريح. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will be like rain behind which it is propelled by a strong wind. Just like today we have the aeroplane also, when it flies with the wind behind it, then it goes much more faster. And if the wind is against it, then it goes much more slower. So this, it will be like rain, and the wind will be propelling it and making it go very fast. In other words, he will move with a great speed. فَيَأْتِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ. And then he will come on one group of people, a nation, a city, whatever it might be. فَيَدْعُوهُمْ. And he will call them to believing towards him, that he is Allah and everything is in his control. He will invite them and tell them that they must believe in him. فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُ. And then these people will believe in him, that he has control over everything, he is Allah, and they will accept what he says. And Allah will make the test very hard at that time also, when these people will believe in Dajjal. فَيَأْمُرُ السَّمَاءَ فَتُمْطِرُ. He will order the sky and rains will start coming down, good rains. وَالْأَرْضَ فَتُمْبِتُ. And he will order the earth, and the earth will start growing things, vegetation, everything. In other words, good rains will come down and good things will grow from the earth. And this will put the people, of course, in conviction that what he is Allah, he is God, and what he is doing is right. فَتَرُوحُ عَلَيْهِمْ سَارِحَتُهُمْ. And then the animals that will go out grazing, when the animals will come back, أَطْوَلُ مَا كَانَتْ ذُرًا. The humps of the camels will be very big. In other words, they will benefit from the grass, the vegetation. Animals will also be very good in size. وَأَصْبَحُوا ذُرُوعًا. And the udders, where the milk is kept, will be full. They will be big, the udders also. وَأَمَدُّهُ خَوَاسِرًا. And the sides of the animals will be also extended in the sides of the animals. In other words, there will be like lot of barkats outwardly, so to say. The animals will be big in size, lot of milk, the humps of the camels will be big. All these things will happen. So these people who believe in Dajjal, he will give them all this. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي الْقَوْمُ فَيَدْعُوهُمْ. Then he will go to another nation, another group of people, and he will call them also to believe in him. فَيَرُدُّونَ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلَهُ. But they won't believe. They will reject him, that you are not God, we don't believe in you, we believe in Allah alone. فَيَنْصَرِفُ عَنْهُمْ. And then he will go away from those people. فَيُصْبِحُونَ مُمْحِلِينَ. And then those people will find that they are in great famine and drought because they did not believe in him. So it will be a very hard test, that those who Allah will put us through that test at that time. So if we work on our iman before, then we will be able to pass this test. And very concerned and worried we must be of our children and our offspring and progeny that will come. When will the Dajjal come? We don't know. But this is the havoc that he will cause. لَيْسَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And those people will lose everything. They won't have any money in their hands. Times will be hard. Things will be very scarce. Money will be short, and they will spend, and they will have no money whatsoever, and there will be famine and drought. وَيَمُرُّ بِالْخَرِبَةِ فَيَقُولُ لَهَا. And he will pass by a deserted land that looks like useless. There is nothing that grows there, dry piece of land, like a desert or something. He will pass there, and he will say, فَيَقُولُ لَهَا. He will order that land, أُخْرُجِي كُنُوزَكْ. Take out all the treasures which are in you. And then that land will take out all the treasures. All whatever is in that land. From here we also learn that many pieces of ground we see as we are passing places, they look like completely useless land. There is nothing there. But only Allah knows what and what is under that ground. Perhaps what diamonds, what gold, what and what is kept there, only Allah knows. So He will order that piece of land, take out all your treasures. فَتَتْبَعُهُ كُنُوزُهَا كَيَعَاسِي بِالنَّحَلِ. And then all that treasure, all whatever there was, diamonds, gold, whatever, will follow him like a swarm of bees. Like the bees follow the queen bee. Like that they will follow, all that treasure will be going behind him. And when he will give out to those who believe in him, he will give to them. And so it will be a very hard trial and test at that time. ثُمَّ يَدْعُوا رَجُلًا مُمْتَلِعًا شَبَابًا. Then he will call one young person who will be in the prime of his youth. In other words, a very strong, good, powerful man. He will call him. فَيَضْرِبُهُ بِالسَّيْفِ. And then he will pull out his sword and hit him with his sword. فَيَقْتَعُهُ جِزْلَتَيْنِ. And he will break that, he will cut that person into two pieces. Further, رَمْيَةَ الْغَرَضِ. And he will be so accurate in his target that he will, where he had to hit, he hit exactly in that place, and he made two pieces out of that man. ثُمَّ يَدْعُوهُ. And then he will call him back to life again. After making two pieces, everyone will see, and the strong man, young person, and he is cut up into two pieces, then the Dajjal will tell him, come back to life. And when فَيُقْبِلْ. And then he will come back to life again. He will be again one person, a normal person, and he'll be back into life. And not only that, وَيَتَحَلَّلُ وَجْهَهُ يَضْحَكُ. And his face will be beaming and he will be laughing. In other words, he will show that I'm a proper person, nothing wrong with me. So what a great test and trial it will be at that time. Any person with little weak iman, he will say, no, Dajjal is Allah. And he has got the power of doing all this. It will be a very, very difficult time. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ ذَلِكَ. While all this corruption he will be causing on the earth, during this time, إِذْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Then Allah Ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And further it is discussed and explained where Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will come and how he will then handle Dajjal and put an end to all this fitna and corruption of Dajjal. So, and today all the introductory things of Dajjal are already prevalent. What were the amusement, entertainment, where even good people can't keep ourselves back from sports, from the internet, from all the filth and dirt on the internet, and we're just getting involved in these things, and we know it is wrong, but we're getting involved in all this. So when Dajjal actually will come, how will we protect ourselves? How will we protect our children who are all the time on the phones with their games, etc., and all those things? How will we be able to protect them? Further, we'll read what other great fitna also there will be with regard to Dajjal. May Allah protect us. And every Nabi warned his ummah about Dajjal and taught them that they must seek Allah's protection from Dajjal. Wa akhiru da'wana.